between sexual intimacy with a woman and spiritual intimacy with God, so that as you read that book, sometime you have to stop and say, wait a minute, what are we talking about here? And you remind yourself of the focus and the purpose of that book. You see, God's desire is that we be intimate with Him. And listen to this, when we are intimate with Him, then behavior flows out of intimacy with Him. I love my wife, and I'm going to tell you more than anything else, I want her. Now, I could stand here and say, well, you know, I need her because, after all, we've got four kids at home, and I don't want to wash those clothes. I don't want to iron them. I don't want to be the one to have to clear the table and put the dishes in the dishwasher and wash the dishes and vacuum. And I sure don't want to cook, and neither do the kids want me to cook. I need her. But if I were to talk in those terms, you would say something's wrong somewhere. The truth is, I could pay anybody to do that. It's more than me needing her. I want her. But listen, you know what my wife does? I want her. But because of the love relationship that she has with me and because of the way that she receives my love, she's motivated to clean and to cook and to wash and to dry. It's not an obligation. She's motivated. And the truth is, sometimes she'll say, I don't want to cook tonight. And I'll say, okay. I'll take care of it. Where's that number for Little Caesar's Pizza again? So do you see what I'm saying? It is intimacy. God says, I want you to be intimate with me. You are my wife. I have made you. You are beautiful. Listen to me, church. You are beautiful. This text in Ezekiel 16 tells us in verse 13 that you have advanced to royalty. God has made you His queen. You have advanced to royalty. Oh, that's in keeping with what the New Testament teaches in 1 Peter 2:9 when it says we're a royal priesthood. You are now royalty. You are beautiful in the eyes of God. God loves you. He adores you. You say, but are there still imperfections in my behavior? Yeah, and God knows that as He pours out His love on you and you receive that love, that you're going to be motivated to allow Him to work in you to change those behaviors, to where everything's working just like it ought to be. But you see, if you don't understand that you're beautiful and totally accepted by God, you're going to be focusing on yourself instead of Him, and you're going to be trying to change your behavior instead of enjoying the love of the one who's called you to be His bride. Will you believe what the Bible says in spite of how you feel? You may not feel spiritually beautiful, but I want to tell you something. We need to choose to believe what God says no matter what we feel. Amen? How many of you men like it when your wife feels pretty? Raise your hand. I do. You like it when your woman feels pretty? Amen. I do too. When your wife feels pretty, that's good. But when your wife feels ugly, have you ever noticed there's a difference in how a woman, there's a difference in a lady's attitude on the day she feels pretty and the day she feels ugly? You ever notice that? I'm going to tell you something. When your wife gets up in the morning and goes to the mirror and says, oh no, oh. Now, what is it, honey? Oh, look at my eyes. Your eyes? Yeah, look at them. Well, what do you mean? Well, my eyes. Yeah? What's the deal with your eyes? They're puffy. They're puffy. I'm retaining water today. It just does something to a lady's attitude. But I tell you what, when your wife, when she gets all dressed up and she's looking good and she knows it, that does something to her attitude too. And I'm going to tell you as a believer, when you come to believe what God says about you, that you are spiritually beautiful, it's going to do something to your attitude, which in turn is going to do something to your action and your activity. But you need to believe what God says. I don't care how we feel, we must choose to believe what God says, whether you feel it or not. In verse 14, he concludes by saying, then your fame went forth among the nations on account of your beauty, for it was perfect because of my splendor which I bestowed on you, declares the Lord. God says, one day, your beauty, he says, I've changed you. I've made you into something beautiful. You are my workmanship, Ephesians 2:10 says. Now you are beautiful. And the bottom line is this, church, your beauty is going to radiate throughout the corridors of eternity forever and ever and ever.